Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Cities across America celebrate Pride Week in South Dakota. Events include the first Pride Parade in the city of Sioux Falls, events in the Black Hills, and more. South Dakota Lutherans for Full Participation has recently launched a social media call for Lutherans to walk in the parade in support of the LGBTQ community. The support was immediate. Joining us today with insight in the Kirby Family Studio, we have community organizers Sawyer Vandenhoevel and Pastor Sammy Johnson. Sawyer, welcome.
Thank you.
Did I say your name right?
Or yeah, did I just
get it? Okay, good. Pastor Sammy, thanks for being here as well.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Let's talk, because this is something that sort of popped up on my social media feed as Lutherans for Full Participation. And Sawyer, you and I are friends on Facebook from some other connections. And I thought, what in the world is this? And immediately people were responding to it. Tell us how this sort of got started, this idea for Lutherans for Full Participation in connection with Sioux Falls Pride.
Sure. I think it was started with some connection and some nudging by the Holy Spirit to reach out to the LGBTQ community. And so I reached out to my friend and support Pastor Sammy Johnson here. And I said, hey, do you think this could be something that Lutherans or people like us would be willing to walk alongside other people and walk in this parade with us? And she's like, yeah, I'd do it. So I was like, immediately, well, let's sign up for a parade float and walk in the parade. It was $30. And so let's try it and see what happens.
And immediately people started saying, what? What did you hear right away?
Like, yes, absolutely. So glad you're doing this and organizing this. Like, just words of gratitude and of thanks to do this, to reach out to the community.
Pastor Sammy, it's not necessarily a given that support would be. This is a complicated conversation in churches and in the LGBT community about churches and about people of faith. How did you sort of approach this topic?
Well, the ELCA has people with diverse views on just about every topic. And the way that we approach it is that with this concept of bound conscience. And we recognize that there are intelligent and faithful people with different opinions on this subject and others. And so we promise to respect one another's views even when we can't agree. For me, I have changed my views over time, and so I really recognize how difficult that can be. But I believe that the gospel has this overarching message of full inclusion and radical and unconditional love for all people. And I think that that pulls me in and really gives me no choice about how I'll treat all people, including those in the LGBTQ community.
How does it, because these are the kinds of topics that can tear faith communities apart from the inside and drive people away because they don't feel welcome, drive people away because they feel like the church is headed in the wrong direction, drive people away because they really don't want it to be this complicated, and can't we just go back to a time when, you know, we all agreed on something, even though we really maybe didn't. How do you, Sammy, have conversations in church, in the structure of a congregation to get to the point where you say, we're going to have different opinions and still be intelligent and faithful people? Like, how do you get to that point in internally?
In preaching, it's probably the most public aspect of my ministry, and I have made some mistakes along the way and have learned from those, but I have realized that I can use examples of welcome to people who are different, including those in the LGBTQ community, as examples in my sermons. And that is the easiest and safest way to do that. And then that tends to lead to one-on-one conversations with people where we can get much deeper and where we can be very honest and open with one another, where people can ask very honest questions. Also, my role is as pastor of youth and family, and so it is extremely important to me that the kids in our congregation know that they are loved for exactly who they are, and they are welcome, and they have a place in this church for exactly who they are. And that's how I've approached it in my ministry.
You know, you're talking before the program today about this is not the first you know, conversation in the church that people have changed their minds on, that things have evolved on, that church positions have shifted on over the years. There has to be precedent for this. As a pastor in seminary, you must have at least talked about some of those historical rifts and divisions.
The ordination of women is probably one of the most recent issues like that is so present in people's memories. It's also based in people's interpretation of scripture, whether or not women should be allowed to serve in this office, just like whether or not homosexuality is sinful, is an issue that people point back to the scriptures. And so we learned how people dealt with that issue and the ELCA and churches across America, other denominations as well. And so that has definitely informed the way that I approach this issue.
Sawyer, let's talk about how many people might be inclined to stay away from church, to stay away from not only church, but people who go to church because of some of these challenges. You know, they don't have patience or time, you know, for it. If you feel like this is something that should just be, you know, hey, this is how I was created, this is who I am, why do I have to justify that? I'm not going to bother with faith. Why bother with faith?
That's a really good question. I think for me, for personally, as a gay Christian, and for someone that's been in the church, I think that goes back to just spreading the good news of Jesus Christ and sharing that gospel, that same gospel that I've heard, that same gospel of love and of acceptance and room for all at Christ's table. And so when people say that, you know, they've been hurt by the church or unwelcomed by the church, I just want them to know that there is a place for them and that there is room for you to sit at this table with us. And the church is full of sinners. We're not God. God is present, but we're not God. So I say that, you know, that people have been hurt and I'm sorry for that, but there's forgiveness and acceptance and grace for all.
It'd be difficult to hide from every institution and person who hurt people in different ways. You can't. Mm-hmm. Is that how sort of you view one aspect, one facet of this? Is, you know, don't throw away everything because something happened that did damage? So much is being written about this right now, you know, in different, and you see, I think it's a really fascinating time to have this conversation. And if we're stumbling over our questions and our answers, it's because I think we're kind of getting a grip as a culture to say, as our society shifts and looks at things that the Catholic, you know, things, controversies in the Catholic Church, sex abuse scandals in the Protestant Church, you know, all these different weighty things, a lot of people are trying to find their way back into a loving congregation to make those connections.
Yeah. I think we just need to come together and have a conversation. That's where it all starts. And let's not hide in our corners. Let's come and have open dialogue and faithful conversations. And that's rooted in scripture and rooted in the gospel. And let's see where we can go. And I think by showing up at the Pride Parade, we're going to share that message of God's love for everyone, no matter who you are, who you love. God loves you no matter what. And,
Talk for people who have never been to a Pride Parade, and maybe you've never been to a Pride Parade.
I haven't been.
This in South Dakota, this is the first, the Sioux Falls Pride Parade is the very first one. These are celebrations, and you've been to Pride festivities. There is so much joy and just this outpouring of happiness, and that it's almost astonishing to stand in sometimes with how joyful this expression can be. Sorry, tell me a little bit about Pride in Sioux Falls when you find out there was going to be a parade for the first time. Let's walk.
Yeah, I was like, let's do this. Let's walk and see what we can do. And I think there'll be about 20 or 30 of us that will walk with a colorful banner, and it says, God adores you. And we'll share that message of love, and I'm super excited.
Yeah. What happens after the parade with Lutherans for Full Participation?
I know with another colleague out in Rapid City, he recognized what we're doing, and we're he joined the group as well, and he is a new pastor. And so he said that coming to the state for the first time, he doesn't know exactly what kind of issues he's going to run into or how to address these issues in a more conservative place. And so he is asking for support and for the experience of others, and I'm eager to share my experiences with him and help him to be successful in his new ministry. So I know that that is one way that we will continue. I think solidarity is a wonderful value, and that's something that this group is going to share with one another.
Your thoughts on that, Sawyer?
Yeah, I think this will hopefully just spark some more conversations and so maybe some self-identifying of when we say all are welcome, what does that mean? Who is all? Like, is it all but so-and-so and so-and-so, or is it everyone? Having that affirmation within our congregations, within our communities, just having that open dialogue and conversation together.
And I'm interested in these words, full participation, because it also makes me think of all the decisions about worship and, a church business and how we live in the world, having those different voices and making sure that you know people, that your voice is welcome at the table. Talk a little bit about the value of having people with different opinions, different backgrounds, different home lives, coming to have that church conversation, big C church conversation. Why does that matter?
I think that when we have many diverse voices involved together, that we more accurately represent the body of Christ. And when we exclude someone's voice, then we are not representing the body of Christ. And that is just so central to our faith. As Christians, we literally are following Jesus. And I think that Jesus would have welcomed all. I think Jesus would have offered a full and enthusiastic inclusion of LGBTQ folks. So I'm hopeful that as we are more honest to that and that call and that part of our ministry and our discipleship, that we will more faithfully follow Jesus.
And your thoughts, Sawyer, what does full participation mean for you? You don't always have to lead with the same, the same part of yourself. Like who you love doesn't necessarily change your opinion about some other issue. Mm-hmm.
I think for me, when you say full participation, when you identify one community welcome at the table, that opens the door for other communities to be at the same table with you. So that's what I think about, with full participation.
Yeah. So Pride festivities this weekend in Sioux Falls and across the state. You said maybe Watertown has some festivities as well.
Yeah, at the end of the month, I think it's June 29th, they're having a Pride in the Park.
All right. Well, Lutherans for Full Participation, you can find them on Facebook. My guests have been Sawyer Vandenhoevel and Pastor Sammy Johnson. Pastor Johnson is at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Sioux Falls. Thank you so much, both of you, for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.